This is Jack Schoonover with today's Daily News Update. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that tourism spending rose last year in the Hudson Valley and Catskills, according to a state commissioned report. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine said 2015 was the sixth consecutive year the county experienced an increase in tourism spending. According to the report prepared by Oxford Economics company Tourism Economics, visitors brought $1.2 billion into the Catskills in 2015. Of that, 46% was spent in Ulster County. Statewide traveler spending last year was $63.1 billion, a 19% increase from the state's pre-recession peak set in 2008. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. As reported by Scott Waldman at Politico New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday, August 3rd, that the state has no plans to conduct blood tests on residents in the city of Newburgh, where thousands may have been exposed to a toxic chemical linked to cancer. Cuomo said the tests will be ordered only if, quote, the facts justify it, unquote. Newburgh's municipal water supply has tested at twice the Environmental Protection Agency's recommended safety levels for PFOS. Medical professionals who study toxic chemicals say blood tests are an important tool to monitor patient health. Newburgh City officials last month asked the State Department of Health to test residents and volunteered to offer testing sites. On Wednesday, Cuomo said that he had not heard Newburgh wanted the testing. PFOS is related to PFOA and has been linked to serious health problems in humans. It is used in firefighting foam, including the type used at the Stewart Air National Guard base in Newburgh. The state is paying for a filter to remove the chemical from the city's water supply while the exact source is determined. The State Department of Environmental Conservation could designate the area a Superfund site, depending on the outcome of the investigation. You can read the full story at Politico New York. Brian Hubert is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice opens Thursday, August 4th. The annual event celebrates performances ranging from rock and roll to Broadway and Shakespearean stage performances to Celtic music, as well as workshops, lectures, and classes. The festival this year celebrates all things British in honor of the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. Past festivals have celebrated American and Spanish performances. Productions of Kiss Me, Kate and the opera Otello are featured this year. The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice was originally conceived as a way to breathe new life into the town of Phoenicia and enhance the area's economy, Festival Executive Director and Director of Development Marie Todaro said. Approximately 65% of attendees come from the local area and 35% from outside the immediate area. The festival continues through the weekend. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. These stories and more can be found at wgxc.org.